Concept cars are always one of the biggest attractions of any automobile exhibition because of its futuristic designs. This year's Paris Motor Show was no different, as a number of car makers displayed mind-boggling innovations in such vehicles. French auto giant Renault grabbed a lot of attention as it unveiled the EZ concept series. Stéphane Jeannin is the head of concept car design at Renault. He explains why manufacturers produce concept cars, given that most of them don't turn into production vehicles.
We can experiment very quickly, design solutions, experimentation. We're not sure it's going to work, but no worries, because it's not into production. And then it's good then to show this to you guys, to journalists, to the public, and we have interesting feedback. So concept cars are interesting for that. We can really experiment as designers. We can really look for something extreme and pure, try to find the essence of what we'd like to do in the future. So that's the first thing. Second thing, this year was a bit specific for us because we have a concept car design strategy where we try to explore each aspect of our brand. Renault is a kind of wide brand, I can say, you know, generalist. We have many different types of cars. So we've started with Renault Trésor, Trésor the Code, a design vision. And then we show sport, Renault Sport Vision. We made a Formula One concept car, etc. And this year, it's what we call the mobility of the 21st century. And for us, it's try to explore all the design and mobility solutions.
Jeannin highlights the features of the EZ Ultimo.
All of them are equipped with EV technology, AD technology, autonomous driving systems. And all of them are connected, of course. Actually, these three technologies combined together, you can really create amazing cars for the future, such as the latest one, which is EZ Ultimo. EZ Ultimo is kind of the ultimate robo vehicle that you share, really, meaning it's working almost 24 hours a day. You can just take your smartphone to order it, and you have an experience that you wouldn't even have with your own car or with a normal taxi. You have a kind of amazing premium experience with the interior, which is designed like a lounge, like we've been inspired by a boutique hotel, by new trends in architecture and interior design.
He explains the idea behind the EZ Pro design.
This project is called EZ Pro. Actually, there's two vehicles. The topic there is last mile delivery. So that's a very important topic because all these projects are about city in the future, actually. We've also worked with some architects and urbanists because today you can't almost design things by yourself on your own. You need to understand the ecosystem somehow. You need to make sure that what you are designing is part of the ecosystem. And this one is definitely part of the ecosystem. So you have a kind of platform, EV, with all the AD systems and so on. And then you come and you plug whatever you need on top of it. We still have a kind of what we call the pod leader. We think we still need a human being in the process because some deliveries cannot be made just by the machine, you know. If it's just flowers, you don't want a robot to bring flowers, you know, maybe somebody has to do it. And then the employee can be in the cabin, he can drive because he goes in the city and outside of the city, he goes to in some what we call hubs to get the goods and the things. So he can drive, but he can also switch on the AD system, and his cabin in front becomes an office. So he slides on the side and he opens his laptop, and then it becomes an operator when that is dealing with a fleet of robopod behind. For cities, it's interesting because you are saving energy, because instead of going to your home, oh, you're not there, I'll come back later, and moving all day long, then the robo can send you an SMS and can tell you, oh, I noticed, because you are geolocalized, I noticed you are on my way. Do you agree to get your package right now? And then you'll save a bit of money, you can use, or make a deal, you know, and save energy because it's on my way. And that kind of thing. So the last mile delivery becomes a full system, ecosystem, very coherent, very efficient.
Another French company, Valeo, showed a concept called Smart Cocoon, which consists of equipping a vehicle with different sensors to improve passengers' comfort and safety. George, the pulsemaker of Valeo, explains.
The Smart Cocoon is a concept car that shows the evolution of the interior of the cabin to help the comfort of the future. We are today able to personalize the comfort of the person and also considering the vital sign measurements, the measurement of the level of clothing of the person, but also the activity of the person. We are able to tune the comfort around the person and to act locally with thermal source, cooling or heating the people, but also helping the people to understand the comfort having perfume or having a lighting around you to help you in this comfort level. In the car, we have several technologies that are worldwide premiere. One of them is the measurement of heartbeat and respiration amplitude made out of a radar that measures the variation of the position of the skin. And thanks to that, we are able to deduce the respiration and the heartbeat rhythm of the body. If you are coming from outside and have a lot of activity before, your heartbeat is very high, your respiration could be high also. And thanks to that, we are adjusting the temperature around the body to help you to recover faster. And it's the same also, we are able to give a perfume to rest, like a perfume of champagne, that help you to be a little bit more zen and to restore your body quicker.
One interesting innovation that could change the driving experience is that of the French startup Nanomade. They have developed a technology that can turn any surface into a touch surface. Nanomade CEO Fauzi Soilihi explains the technology.
The core element of the technology is a patented and protected ink that is conductive and force sensitive. Basically, when you apply a pressure on this ink, once it's printed, you can actually modify the resistivity of the ink. So this is what we measure. When the pressure is applied, we measure the change of resistivity. We integrate that with the smartphone cases, for instance. We integrate that with the car seat chair. So yeah, any type of material, really. We have different applications and we are working on different segments. First one is smartphones, where we can turn, for instance, a smartphone into a fully interactive device, so the display, the back, the sides. But we also have some applications in automotive industry, where we're basically turning the dashboard, the steering wheel, into a touch and force-sensitive surfaces. It's really conformability, so our technology can really interface with any type of material. So we can turn a piece of leather into a touch force-sensitive surface. And also, we have some great advantage with regard to the sensitivity of our sensor. For instance, if you integrate that in a car seat, we can pick up the heart rate and the breath rate just by sensing the vibration of the body.
The Danish toy-making company Lego also had a concept car, a full-sized drivable version of the Bugatti Chiron, which was built using Lego parts. This car is built using 1 million pieces and can accommodate 2 passengers. Lego group designer Aurelien Ruffiange explains.
In total, I think we had more than 1 million elements put together, assembled by hands by the team based in Kladno in the Czech Republic. They didn't use any glue, so it's fully like the same way you build a Lego model that you can see here. It's 1.5 ton and the car can drive. It's powered by a Lego Technic motor, the same motor that you can find in the Lego box in the market. And we used 2,300 in total together on the back of the car. They are electric motors that you can use in the Lego model.
Besides concept cars, electric vehicles were the stars of the show, a clear indication of the future of the automobile industry. Dhananjay Khadilkar for RFI in Paris.